And Jenny Lenman.
And Jenny Lenman, that's right, featuring Jay Len. That's how we'll say it. Good morning, Jenny Lenman.
No, it's good to be back.
Good to be back in the fullness of your capacity as broadcast journalist here at 5MU.
Yep.
And indeed, Power FM. I mean, you know, while we're talking about
sure.
it.
Sure.
I mean, you know, is there nothing you don't do? good to have you here this morning. Of course, in about 21 minutes, we'll hear the 7:30 local news bulletin.
Sure will.
In that bulletin at 6:30, you mentioned a story that has been spoken about on one of the community chat groups. That's what we're going to do this morning.
Oh, the Dawn Matthews one.
Yes, go through some of the community chat groups and see what you're all talking about.
Yeah.
It's
where we get some of our ideas.
Facebook community chat. Chat.
Chat, chat.
Yeah.
It's chat, chat, chat.
Chat about Facebook community group.
It's just basically where people have a yarn about things going on.
Oh, and don't they love a chat about stuff? I mean, let's just suggest that one of them, and this is the great thing about community chat groups on the Facebook, is one of them is here, I've got the Murray Bridge community chat open, and one of them is a photo of the locomotive railway workshop at Manham Crossing from 1920, and it's just a bunch of blokes on top of a steam train, and it looks amazing, right? And then another one here has got, does anyone in Murray Bridge pick up old washing machines? And then there's another one that says, hi, what are the primary schools like? I'm assuming it's for their children. I don't think Georgina wants to actually enroll. but there's a great varied group of
and
interests.
I love the history buffs, how they post stuff.
So good.
That's so nice. Good. Yeah.
In so many of these great communities around our region. Let's talk about that one, though, the Dawn Matthews situation, the protest.
Yeah.
She's at outside Tony Passon's electorate office in a silent protest against what she sees as the disintegration of the NDIS, particularly when it comes to her family.
Well, that's something that I spoke to Mark Kalinske about last week from Community Living Australia. I'll share a grab from that in our next local news, where essentially the NDIS is sort of a shadow of itself. It's not quite what it was promised to be. So Dawn Matthews has been displaying signs about her concerns about the NDIS and is encouraging people to come and show solidarity with her. She says, I will not be bullied. I will not be intimidated. I will continue as a child representative to get better services for our loved ones with disabilities. So she's going to be doing that all through until voting day, according to the signs.
We've got to be pretty careful about what we say when it comes to elections and all that sort of stuff. But it does seem as though we are pretty okay with throwing cash at companies that make profits during pandemics, but a little less at people who, might need help some vulnerable members of our community. So that does seem to be a comment that is echoed through a community.
Yes, and there'll be a day of protest this Thursday as well.
Yeah.
A national day of action.
So there's some things to discuss, actual, proper, fair dinkum news. In the Manham community news, they're talking about Anzac Day, of course, the services yesterday. And in particular, the young lady who played the bugle for the Anzac Day is getting a lot of praise for her work. Well done to you. It brought tears to my eyes and the thoughts of those gone before us. And we all thank you for your service, lest we forget. That's from Dave on the Manham Community News Group, and says that today's his daughter's birthday, so extra special for the family. That's great, being born on Anzac Day. Wouldn't it be great being born on Anzac Day? What did you do? Get a sleep in? No, I had to go to the Dawn service.
Depends on your attitude, I suppose.
Right, I suppose. A beautiful service, and the bugle always touches my heart. So well done to the bugle player and those bugle players who have to do that so early in the morning at Dawn services on Anzac Day.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that's easy
to
do. In Strath, the Strathalbyn Community Notice Board, Jenny, the Recreation Precinct for Lot 10 at Strathalbyn, they've got a meeting on Wednesday. That Lot 10 at Langhorne Creek Road's been earmarked as a recreation precinct for years, and council's been appointed a consultant to look at a master plan. These sound like things that councils do.
Yep.
Hiring a consultant for a master plan.
That'd be bloody right.
Right. An informal gathering, an opportunity for interested community members to discuss the project that's 6:15 on Wednesday at the library.
Okay. I'll see if I can find out anything from Keith Parks, the mayor, on that.
Just get the paving right, guys. Remember what happened last time?
Yeah.
I was on a bike.
I think there's still issues.
Yeah, right. This is what I love.
Yeah?
I love the Victor Harbour and Surrounding Areas Community Group has this one. A fire pit's allowed in your yard in Victor Harbour?
What was the outcome?
There is never an outcome when you ask that question.
Just everyone arguing.
Right, because here's the thing. We have a fire plan for fire day, for fire time. We're like, if a fire comes, we know what we're going to do. Most of us have an idea of what we might do, whether it's a fair dinkum plan like we're meant to or not. We have a basic idea, but no one has an idea whether you're allowed, like, a fire pit. Can you barbecue?
Just bloody contact the council.
Right, or the CFS. Or is that right?
I think you need to get a permit.
A CFS, right. You think... Do you know? No one does.
Well,
let's figure this out.
I'm not trying to get a fire pit in my house.
No,
so.
That's right. CFS has a great yes or no tool on their website, says Sam, with, I guess, the most helpful of comments. Samara says, yeah, but whether you can light them or not, it's another story. That is also true, but
thanks.
Less helpful.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Just a few of the community chats we've had. Over the last week. I like doing these ones.
Yeah.
Jedi from Nanchat. To the mum walking with her... This isn't news. Don't worry. This is just a great yarn. To the mum walking with her young son on Rachel Circuit yesterday, you witnessed my nearly four-year-old son fling the front door open, run down the drive, whip out his knacker bag and pee on the closest bush to the public pavement as possible.
Wow.
He literally escaped... He could have gone to the toilet, he could have peed in our front garden, well away from the footpath and hidden by plenty of trees and bushes. But no, he decided the absolute mint spot was right there in the public eye. I could not contain the knacker bag. He decided it needed to roam free.
Knacker bag?
Yeah, you laughed and said, bushwee. Thank God you also have a son. Bushwees aren't just for boys, can I just say, but they are way easier for lads.
Yes.
Way easier.
Yeah.
Way less messy.
A bit more dignified. I don't know if it's at all dignified, but.
Dad's trying to help
dignified.
A girl do a bushwee is.
Oh, I mean, that just brought back memories.
Right.
Creating like a fake toilet for you.
Trying to bank the red ball to hit the brown ball into the corner pocket. It's trigonometry when it's girls
messy
involved.
Messy trigonometry.
Right. But, of course, bushwees are now made popular by the cartoon Bluey.
Oh, okay.
So that's a great story from Nanchat. Bushwees.
There you go. You learn a lot.
Yes.
So in the next bulletin, something about bushwees, obviously.
Please, if you could, that'd be wonderful. Hey, thank you.
Thank
Jenny.
You.
Jenny, we'll return just after 8 for another chat, but the 7:30 local news coming up next.
If there's one thing we've learned in our 86